All right, let's dive into regenerative dermatology. It seems like you're pretty interested in skin health and how to keep that youthful look. And honestly, the stuff we're covering today is amazing. We're not just hiding problem spots anymore. We're talking tech that can actually fix and rejuvenate your skin from the inside out. And get this, scientists are now bioprinting skin. It's like sci-fi, but real. And that's what we're exploring today.
Yeah, it really is incredible how regenerative dermatology blends cutting-edge technology with your body's biology. We're not just talking about looking younger, we're talking about making skin healthier at a cellular level.
Exactly. It's giving your skin the tools to fix itself. And I've noticed it's super popular these days. It seems like everyone's talking about regenerative treatments.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a growing demand for these treatments. Probably because of a few things. People are more aware of how important skin health is, and they want natural results without surgery.
So it's about working with your body, not against it. Before we get into the how, let's talk about aging. We all want that youthful glow, but what are we fighting against?
Okay, so think of the dermis, that middle layer of your skin, like a support structure made of collagen and elastin. Those are the proteins that make your skin strong and bouncy, youthful. And as we age, our bodies just make lack of them.
So it's like the scaffolding of our skin gets weaker over time.
Exactly, and that's what causes wrinkles, sagging, and that loss of plumpness. And it's not just time that does it. Things like sun, pollution, even stress can speed up the aging process. They damage the dermis and break down that collagen.
It's like time, environment, and lifestyle all working against us. But that's where regenerative dermatology comes in, right? How does it actually help counteract all of that?
Well, regenerative dermatology focuses on boosting your body's own repair mechanisms to promote cellular renewal and tissue repair. It's basically jump-starting your skin's natural healing, but on a deeper level.
So not covering things up, but making skin cells act younger.
Precisely, and there are a few different approaches.
Let's start with stem cell therapy. I read about a study where they used stem cells on burn scars, and the results were unbelievable.
Stem cells are really amazing. They're like blank slates that can become different cell types, including skin cells. When we put them into the skin, usually from the patient's own fat or bone marrow, they actually stimulate collagen and elastin production, rebuilding that damaged structure.
So it's like replacing the building blocks of youthful skin. And because it's your own cells, it's more natural than surgery. What about PRP? I hear that's pretty popular.
Yeah, PRP, or platelet-rich plasma, is another natural treatment that uses your body's healing power. It's from your own blood. They take a small sample, concentrate the platelets, and inject it back into your skin.
It's sometimes called a vampire facial, which sounds dramatic, but it's based on science, right?
The name might be a bit much, but yeah, the science is real. Platelets have tons of growth factors, which are basically messages that tell your skin cells to repair and regenerate.
So a supercharge of healing power right to the areas that need it.
Exactly. And PRP is great for improving skin texture, elasticity, and reducing those fine lines.
Okay, let's move on to microneedling. I see this everywhere now. What's with all the tiny needles?
Microneedling uses a device with fine needles to create controlled tiny injuries in the skin. It might sound strange, but those punctures actually trigger your body's natural healing response.
So you're tricking the skin into thinking it needs to heal.
That's a great way to put it. And the result is more collagen and elastin, which leads to smoother, firmer skin. Plus, those tiny punctures also help your skin absorb topical treatments better.
Making your skincare products even more effective. I like that. Two birds, one stone. And then there's lasers. They've been around, but it seems like they're getting more advanced.
Lasers and light-based therapies are definitely a mainstay, and they keep evolving. They work by targeting specific skin layers with energy, which stimulates collagen, reduces pigmentation issues, and improves overall texture.
So it's like a toolbox. You can customize treatment for each person's needs.
Hmm.
Speaking of customization, the source material mentioned bioengineered skin grafts and even 3D bioprinting. That sounds futuristic.
Yeah, doesn't it? But these are real advancements that are changing things. Bioengineered skin grafts, made from synthetic or biological stuff, are amazing for burns, wounds, and reconstructions. They act as a framework for your own cells to grow, so you heal faster and get better results.
It's amazing that we can create something that helps the body heal itself so precisely. And 3D bioprinting, how does that even work?
Imagine printing a custom skin graft using your own cells. That's what 3D bioprinting can do. We can create skin that perfectly matches your tissue, so there's less risk of rejection, and it looks more natural.
Wow, incredible. But with all this advanced tech, are there any risks?
That's a really important question, and one you should always discuss with a qualified professional. Even though many of these treatments are minimally invasive, you need an expert to ensure safety and that they actually work.
So it's not just about finding the latest treatment, but finding a practitioner who can assess your needs and make sure the procedure is right for you.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions and do your research. Make sure you're comfortable with the treatment and the provider.
This has been so insightful already. We talked about aging, collagen breakdown, and some incredible regenerative treatments. This field is evolving so fast. What are your thoughts so far? What stands out to you?
I think what's really fascinating is how these treatments work with your body's own healing. We're not just covering up the signs of aging. We're working with our biology for true regeneration.
Yeah, that's what I find so compelling about this field, enhancing natural processes instead of overriding them. And it's not just about looks. These treatments can help with scars, burns, skin conditions, improving how you look and feel.
Absolutely. And we've only just scratched the surface of what's possible.
Yeah.
There are so many exciting things happening. I'm excited to share those with you as we continue our deep dive.
Yeah, it's a totally different way of thinking about skin health, from just reacting to problems to preventing them.
Yeah.
Covering up to actually healing.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's like we're going beyond skincare into, well, almost science fiction. But before we go full sci-fi, the source material mentioned some other interesting things like growth factors and peptides.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, those are fascinating. They're like tiny molecules that act as messengers between cells. They play a big role in tissue repair and regeneration.
So like little instructions for your skin cells.
Exactly. And by putting them on topically or injecting them, we can amplify those messages, tell the cells to make more collagen, fix damage, act younger, basically.
That's what I like about this, encouraging the skin to heal itself instead of just relying on outside stuff.
And that ties into preventative skincare.
Preventative skincare. I like that.
Sure.
Not just fixing damage, but keeping skin healthy to begin with.
Exactly. And that's where epigenetics comes in.
Epigenetics. I've heard that, but I'm not really sure what it means.
It's a little complicated, but basically, epigenetics is about changes in how genes work without changing the DNA sequence itself. Think of it like you have the hardware, your DNA, and then the software, epigenetics, which controls how the hardware runs.
Okay, so not changing genes, but changing how they're expressed.
You got it. And the cool thing is, lifestyle, environment, even skincare choices can all affect those epigenetic changes.
So we have more control over our skin than we think.
Absolutely. And epigenetic skincare uses ingredients that positively influence gene expression for a healthier skin and less aging.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. We can target how our genes behave for better skin.
It's a new area of research, but it's really promising.
Okay, let's switch gears and talk about scars. The source material mentioned that regenerative dermatology can be used to treat scars.
Right, scars can be a big deal for people, affecting how they look and how they feel.
And there are all kinds of scars, right? Some are raised, some are indented, some have different color. What makes a scar form a certain way?
Scars are categorized by how they look and what caused them. Atrophic scars are sunken, often from acne or chickenpox. Hypertrophic scars are raised and firm, usually from surgery or injury. And keloid scars are raised too, but they grow beyond the original wound.
So how does regenerative dermatology work on different scars?
It depends on the type and how bad the scar is. But things like laser resurfacing, microneedling with PRP, and fractional radiofrequency, they can be effective.
I've heard laser resurfacing can be intense. Is that true?
It can be, but it's really good for scar revision. Lasers basically remove the damaged tissue and stimulate new collagen.
So erasing the old skin and letting new skin grow.
Exactly. And microneedling with PRP can also work well, especially for improving texture and collagen.
It sounds like no matter the scar, there are regenerative options to help.
Absolutely. And there's always new research finding even better ways to treat scars.
It's amazing that we can address these things now, not just improving how people look, but also how they feel about themselves.
That's what makes this field so great, helping people feel comfortable and confident in their own skin.
Okay, before we wrap up this part, I have to ask, with all these amazing advancements, are there any limits to what regenerative dermatology can do? Can it really turn back the clock, make us look 20 again?
Well, the results can be really impressive, but it's important to have realistic expectations. It can make a big difference in skin health and appearance, but it can't completely erase aging.
So, no fountain of youth?
Not quite, but it's a powerful set of tools to help us age gracefully and keep a healthy, vibrant look.
I like that, aging gracefully with a little help from science.
Exactly, and that's something to be excited about.
Okay, we're back for the last part of our dive into regenerative dermatology. and I'm ready to hear about those future trends. What's coming up in this field?
Well, you know, we talked about personalization. It's a big theme in regenerative dermatology. The future is taking that to a whole new level. We're moving toward custom skincare for each person's needs.
Like a skincare routine designed for your DNA, your lifestyle, your environment, everything.
Exactly. And we're already seeing AI come into dermatology. Imagine algorithms analyzing tons of data, like pictures of your skin, your genetics, to make a super personalized skincare plan.
So it's like having a genius dermatologist in your pocket, always checking your skin and giving you advice.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
AI can help figure out what treatments will work best for you. No more guessing, just maximum results.
That's pretty amazing. It seems like the future of skincare is all about data and personalization. What about new treatments? Any groundbreaking technologies on the horizon that you're excited about?
One thing I'm really interested in is biomimetic materials. They're designed to mimic the structure and function of natural tissues like skin.
So instead of using synthetic materials, we could make skin grafts and other treatments from materials that are basically the same as our skin.
Exactly. And that could totally change how we treat wounds, scars, even aging.
Wow, it's like creating a second skin that blends perfectly with our bodies.
It really is remarkable.
Yeah.
And it shows how regenerative dermatology is shifting. We're not just treating symptoms anymore. We're working with the body to get the healthiest skin possible.
It's like we're finally figuring out how our skin works and how to talk to it on a deeper level. This whole deep dive has been incredible. We covered the basics of skin, cutting-edge treatments, and even how these advancements can change people's lives. Any final thoughts for our listeners as they try to absorb all this information?
I think the main takeaway is we're in a new era of skincare. It's not just about hiding flaws anymore. It's about true regeneration and rejuvenation, whether it's anti-aging, scar treatment, or just healthy skin. Regenerative dermatology has something for everyone.
And it's empowering to know we have more control over our skin than we thought. By learning about these advancements and finding a good practitioner, we can get amazing results.
That's right. Knowledge is power. The more we know about our skin and the latest treatments, the better decisions we can make.
Thank you so much for taking us on this journey. Through the world of regenerative dermatology, it's constantly evolving. I'm sure we'll see even more amazing discoveries soon.
The future of skincare is bright. I can't wait to see what comes next.
And to our listener, we hope this inspires you to take your skincare to the next level. Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.